keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly, you don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there, it's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
All right, recording. 10:46. All right, let's rock and roll.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. We are very excited to have you with us today to talk about generational trips. We have an episode on generational trips that is centered around the seniors that are in the trip, the grandparents possibly. We have an episode that is centered around the kids that are on the generational trips. And this episode is centered around that middle generation and the parents. My name is Annie Fry. I'm glad to be with you to talk about one of my favorite things in the world, which is going to Disney World with family of all types. And my co-host here, Erica Murphy, is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions. You can contact her directly at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
Good. Generational trips. Mm-hmm. We're talking about our generation here. You have two boys that mm-hmm. are under 10, mm-hmm. and I have four kids, with the oldest one being an early teenager and the youngest one being about 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And it could feel stressful going into a generational trip where maybe mom and dad are going to be coming along and maybe the kids are going to be there. And it just might seem like a lot. Is it going to be too much to plan this experience for so many people to have the most magical vacation you can possibly have? Because there's the ideal situation, and then there's the thought that you yeah. might have of like, okay, if I'm the one who's in the middle and navigating this whole thing, mm-hmm. it's a lot of pressure, I yeah. think, specifically on that middle generation. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, we were just talking before the show started. I mean, we're both working moms. Yeah. So, I mean, we don't even get a time really for Mother's Day to stop and do things. Like, when do you have time to stop and make a vacation for your entire family? Like, it just doesn't really exist. And most of the parents these days are working parents. And so, you know, you want to do these things for your family, but maybe you don't even know where to begin or how to start or where to even have the time to do that by the time you're going to practice and doing all these things. Yeah. So, you know, having an agent to do all of that for you, you know, what you would do is you would just tell the agent what you are looking for, you know, what type of vacation that you want, and just, you know, we do all the work for you. We do book yeah. all the reservations. We help book all the dining for you, tell you what attractions to go see. So really, you don't even really have to think about it. And you can just go on and enjoy your vacation and your time with your family. And, you know, we talked about that sandwich generation. And there's so much that falls on our generation, I think,
yes.
that, you know, kind of being that point person for these family vacations, I think, is something that deters a lot of people. And knowing that you don't have to do that and can still take the vacation is one thing that I want people to know that it
you
can exist.
Might actually get to enjoy your own vacation. What a concept.
Imagine that.
Erica can help you with any questions you have, regardless of whether you are actively booking with her. And it's always important for me to remind you that if you choose to work with a Disney travel agent, she is earmarked by Disney. You don't pay her for her services. That comes out of what Disney gets from a trip that should you book it yourself, you're going to pay X for that trip. If you book it yourself, you're going to pay the same X. If you book it with Erica, and she would get paid a cut out of that, except for the fact that anytime promotions become available, mm-hmm. discounts become available, Erica is always going to have a heads up on that, and she can apply those immediately to your trip should those discounts apply as you are getting closer to your vacation. Which means if you're going to pay X to book it by yourself, I actually think you're going to get to pay X minus the discounts that she's going to apply to you. And I have booked with her before my family vacations, and you snagged a free dining mm-hmm. opportunity for us, and it saved us four figures of money. Yeah. So I actually am a huge advocate for using a travel agent for sure, but I just think, why wouldn't you use the best? Just go with Erica Murphy at Magic Expeditions, and she will help save you money. I think that, you know, the idea... If I just sit somebody down and they've got kiddos and mm-hmm. Listen, my teenage son, he has grown up with Disney.
Yeah.
I did not.
Well, you know, this is what he's going to turn into. I hope you know that.
Whatever. That's fine. Maybe someday he'll take me.
Yay.
That'd be fantastic. But he loves going to Disney World. Yeah. And I don't know. I think my son's a pretty cool teenager. He's it's not like he lives for the next Disney World trip and it's the only thing that matters in his life. But as soon as we have the next Disney World trip booked, he's mm-hmm. very interested in going and riding the roller coasters and, you know, I go currently, depending on the time you're listening to this, I have a 14-year-old son and she's two. She's going to be three very soon. So pretty much a 3-year-old daughter. And so there's quite an age span there. He loves going with the littles, but we also have dramatically adjusted who goes where and does what as the kids have grown and grown older as we've made our trips to Disney World. I think as a parent, yes, you want to go experience the fun and ride the roller coasters and have mm-hmm. a thrill, whatever. But, maybe I'm misjudging here. I think as a parent, when you decide to take the trip to Disney World, you're doing it for your kids.
Mm.
And then you go... And if you plan the trip right, you realize, I had so much fun. Like, this wasn't just something I did for the children. Mm-hmm. This was something that I did that I really enjoyed with myself. I really enjoyed this with my significant other. And then, of course, since we're talking about generational trips, I cannot overstate how wonderful it is to be able to watch my children and my parents experience this trip together and enjoy it. As the middle generation, it is a magical thing to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, I'm getting a little emotional just like, so yes.
I'm looking at Eric and I'm like, man, are her eyes getting glassy? Did you sneeze?
Yeah, I did. So I have always wanted, I haven't been able to take my boys to, I've always, my entire life, I could not wait to be a mom to take my boys. And I got to tell them yesterday that we're going on our first trip because we had, I had my first trip planned and then, you know, COVID hit and then my husband got sick and there was just so many things, like life just happened and it just, we hadn't been able to take them. And like now, like, I think it's so fitting that we're doing this episode today because, like I said yesterday, and Dan, my husband, when I told him, I was like, we're telling the boys yesterday. And he's like, why would you want to take that attention away from you? It's Mother's Day. And I'm like,
This is it.
This is for me. Yeah. Like, telling them that we could go to Disney and just seeing the look on their face, like, after telling them that we're going. Like, mm-hmm. It just did. So I can't even imagine what it's going to feel like the first time that they see Mickey. Like, and that's what I was talking to my oldest this morning, who's 5. And I, you know, this is all we're going to talk about for the next 117 days till we actually go.
117 days and 3 hours. Yeah,
I already put, I made the little up house and I put the little balloons with Post-its that they rip off every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked about this morning. I was like, you know, what are you excited about? And he was like, I want to meet Mickey. Like, I can't wait to meet Mickey. And I remember something so vividly, my mom saying, you know, I had asked her, I think probably I was in my 20s at that point, like, you know, why do we go to Disney so much? Like, what was that? And she had told me that, you know, when I was 16 years old, and I have a younger brother and younger sister, and she said, I will never forget when we were on the monorail, and that no matter how many times you see that castle, when you were 16 years old, my 16-year-old daughter turned into a 5-year-old again. Yeah. And she's like, I would pay for that over and over again. And now I get to experience that as a parent. Yeah. And I'm like, I just can't. I'm just so overwhelmed. Like, obviously, I'm like, be prepared, podcast listeners, for the next 116 days of emotions.
Yeah, you didn't know this was therapy. But I see so many people. It's like Disney is cheaper than therapy. Maybe it depends on how you. It depends on A, what kind of therapy you need,
right?
And B, what kind of trip you need to take. So I want to say, just from my experience, my summer trip with my family is, it always includes my parents now.
Yeah.
I like kind of bullied them into coming the first time, and then when they were emotional. My mom was emotional.
Yeah.
I think my dad is a pretty stoic person, but my mom was kind of emotional when she left because you have no idea what's going to hit you.
Yes.
So just to key in on the specific point of this episode, though, if you're thinking about that generational trip, about saying, okay, we're going to take the leap and we're going, you're thinking to yourself, okay, listen, if you're a grandparent and you're listening to this episode, just take this with a grain of salt, just for a minute. Understand what I'm saying. If you're that middle generation, you're the parents, and you're like, I'm going to go to Disney World, I'm going to take care of my kids. Am I going to have to take care of my parents too? Like, am I going to have to make sure that my 4-year-old's not mad because the character was wearing a purple dress and not a pink dress or something
which
like
is
that?
Real.
Yeah. And I mean, like, at any time. And then, you know, grandma and grandpa, you know, grandpa is going to be unhappy because he eats dinner at 4:35 p.m. and it's we've got a reservation for 6 or whatever it might be. And you're thinking to yourself, like, I don't want to do that. That does not sound like fun to me. This is what I want you to know and to understand, that if you listen to what Erica was saying and you work with a travel agent, or my encouragement is to work with Erica with Magic Expeditions, is that you can unburden yourself with it, all the questions that you field as a mom every single day. You get to be the questioner to Erica, or Erica will ask you the questions. Do you want to do this? Or would you like to do this? Would this make people happy? Or how about this? And then you can present your areas, your kind of like red alert areas where you're like, this is going to be a problem. Grandpa has to eat before 5. Otherwise, he's going to turn into a grouch. Or grandma, if she's not at home getting ready to sleep at 8 o'clock, then she starts to wind down and she can't make it through the day. How do we do that? How do we make this work? All of those things you can present to a travel agent. You can present directly to Erica, and she knows how to navigate those things for you. It costs you literally nothing extra. It will likely save you money, and you will be able to take, as a mom, I'm speaking specifically as somebody who's done this before, taken these trips and knows what it's like to be a mom to 4 kids. You just assume that you're going to be the point person for all of these things. You don't have to be, which is where you get to enjoy your vacation as well. Then you get to experience the sparkle in the eye of your children, the sparkle in the eye of your parents that are there with you. And you get to look with your significant other and go, like, I am so glad we did this.
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
All right. Erica's going to have to go wipe that tear from her eye right now. We're going to slap you in the face. Get it together, Erica.
I know, man. You know, there's more of this coming.
Yes.
Just prepare yourself. This is nothing.
It's fantastic. If you are interested in connecting with us, would you please reach out to us on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page? We would love to answer your questions there. You can send a direct message to us through that Facebook page. Erica and I both are on the other end of those messages, and we would be happy to talk to you about your questions and maybe just make you feel a little bit more comfortable about taking the next step. It doesn't cost you anything to have those conversations. We're happy to help you with your answers and encourage you in the appropriate ways to maybe venture into that generational trip. I speak from experience. It is amazing. You will not regret it. And hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode. Check out the episode we did on generational trips with grandparents and kids as well, if you haven't heard that quite yet. And we appreciate you listening to us today. See you real soon.
I keep seeing celebrities' posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
All right, recording. 46. All right, let's rock and roll.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. We are very excited to have you with us today to talk about generational trips. We have an episode on generational trips that is centered around the seniors that are in the trip, the grandparents possibly. We have an episode that is centered around the kids that are on the generational trips. And this episode is centered around that middle generation and the parents. My name is Annie Fry. I'm glad to be with you to talk about one of my favorite things in the world, which is going to Disney World with family of all types. And my co-host here, Erica Murphy, is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions. You can contact her directly at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
Good. Generational trips. Mm-hmm. We're talking about our generation here. You have two boys that mm-hmm. are under 10, mm-hmm. and I have four kids, with the oldest one being an early teenager and the youngest one being about 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And it could feel stressful going into a generational trip where maybe mom and dad are going to be coming along and maybe the kids are going to be there. And it just might seem like a lot. Is it going to be too much to plan this experience for so many people to have the most magical vacation you can possibly have? Because there's the ideal situation, and then there's the thought that you yeah. might have of like, okay, if I'm the one who's in the middle and navigating this whole thing, mm-hmm. it's a lot of pressure, I yeah. think, specifically on that middle generation. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, we were just talking before the show started. I mean, we're both working moms. Yeah. So, I mean, we don't even get a time really for Mother's Day to stop and do things. Like, when do you have time to stop and make a vacation for your entire family? Like, it just doesn't really exist. And most of the parents these days are working parents. And so, you know, you want to do these things for your family, but maybe you don't even know where to begin or how to start or where to even have the time to do that by the time you're going to practice and doing all these things.
Yeah.
So, you know, having an agent to do all of that for you, you know, what you would do is you would just tell the agent what you are looking for, you know, what type of vacation that you want, and just, you know, we do all the work for you. We do book all yeah. the reservations. We help book all the dining for you, tell you what attractions to go see. So really, you don't even really have to think about it. And you can just go on and enjoy your vacation and your time with your family. And, you know, we talked about that sandwich generation. And there's so much that falls on our generation, I think,
yes.
that, you know, kind of being that point person for these family vacations, I think, is something that deters a lot of people. And knowing that you don't have to do that and can still take the vacation is one thing that I want people to know that it
you
can't exist.
Might actually get to enjoy your own vacation. What a concept.
Imagine that.
Erica can help you with any questions you have, regardless of whether you are actively booking with her. And it's always important for me to remind you that if you choose to work with a Disney travel agent, she is earmarked by Disney. You don't pay her for her services. That comes out of what Disney gets from a trip that should you book it yourself, you're going to pay X for that trip. If you book it yourself, you're going to pay the same X. If you book it with Erica, and she would get paid a cut out of that, except for the fact that anytime promotions become available, mm-hmm. discounts become available, Erica is always going to have a heads up on that, and she can apply those immediately to your trip should those discounts apply as you are getting closer to your vacation. Which means if you're going to pay X to book it by yourself, I actually think you're going to get to pay X minus the discounts that she's going to apply to you. And I have booked with her before my family vacations, and you snagged a free dining mm-hmm. opportunity for us, and it saved us four figures of money. Yeah. So I actually am a huge advocate for using a travel agent for sure, but I just think, why wouldn't you use the best? Just go with Erica Murphy at Magic Expeditions, and she will help save you money. I think that, you know, the idea... If I just sit somebody down and they've got kiddos, and mm-hmm. My teenage son, he has grown up with Disney.
Yeah.
I did not.
Well, you know, this is what he's going to turn into. I hope you know that.
Whatever. That's fine. Maybe someday he'll take me.
Yay!
That'd be fantastic. But he loves going to Disney World. Yeah. And I don't know. I think my son's a pretty cool teenager. It's not like he lives for the next Disney World trip and it's the only thing that matters in his life. But as soon as we have the next Disney World trip booked, he's mm-hmm. very interested in going and riding the roller coasters and, you know, I go currently, depending on the time you're listening to this, I have a 14-year-old son and she's going to be three very soon. So pretty much a 3-year-old daughter. And so there's quite an age span there. He loves going with the littles, but we also have dramatically adjusted who goes where and does what as the kids have grown and grown older as we've made our trips to Disney World. I think as a parent, yes, you want to go experience the fun and ride the roller coasters and have mm-hmm. a thrill, whatever. But I'm misjudging here. I think as a parent, when you decide to take the trip to Disney World, you're doing it for your kids, and then you go. And if you plan the trip right, you realize, I had so much fun. Like, this wasn't just something I did for the children. Mm-hmm. This was something that I did that I really enjoyed with myself. I really enjoyed this with my significant other. And then, of course, since we're talking about generational trips, I cannot overstate how wonderful it is to be able to watch my children and my parents experience this trip together and enjoy it. As the middle generation, it is a magical thing to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, I'm getting a little emotional just like, so yes.
I'm looking at Eric and I'm like, man. Are her eyes getting glassy? She just sneezed.
Yeah, I did. So I have always wanted, I haven't been able to take my boys to, I've always, my entire life, I could not wait to be a mom to take my boys. And I got to tell them yesterday that we're going on our first trip because we had, I had my first trip planned and then, you know, COVID hit and then my husband got sick and there was just so many things, like life just happened and it just, we hadn't been able to take them. And like now, like, I think it's so fitting that we're doing this episode today because, like I said yesterday, and Dan, my husband, when I told him, I was like, we're telling the boys yesterday. And he's like, why would you want to take that attention away from you? It's Mother's Day. And I'm like,
This is it.
This is for me. Yeah. Like, telling them that we could go to Disney and just seeing the look on their face, like, after telling them that we're going. Like, mm-hmm. It just did. So I can't even imagine what it's going to feel like the first time that they see Mickey. Like, and that's what I was talking to my oldest this morning, who's 5. And I, you know, this is all we're going to talk about for the next 117 days till we actually go.
117 days and 3 hours.
I made the little up house and I put the little balloons with Post-its that they rip off every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked about this morning. I was like, you know, what are you excited about? And he was like, I want to meet Mickey. Like, I can't wait to meet Mickey. And I remember something so vividly, my mom saying, you know, I had asked her, I think probably I was in my 20s at that point, like, you know, why do we go to Disney so much? Like, what was that? And she had told me that, you know, when I was 16 years old, and I have a younger brother and younger sister, and she said, I will never forget when we were on the monorail, and that no matter how many times you see that castle, when you were 16 years old, my 16-year-old daughter turned into a five-year-old again. And she's like, I would pay for that over and over again. And now I get to experience that as a parent. Yeah. And I'm like, I just can't. I'm just so overwhelmed. Like, obviously, I'm like, be prepared, podcast listeners, for the next 116 days of emotions.
Yeah, you didn't know this was therapy. But I see so many people who are just like, Disney is cheaper than therapy. Maybe. It depends on A, what kind of therapy you need.
Right.
And B, what kind of trip you need to take. So, I want to say, just from my experience, my summer trip with my family is, it always includes my parents now.
Yeah.
I like, kind of bullied them into coming the first time. And then when they were emotional. My mom was emotional. Yeah. I think my dad is a pretty stoic person, but my mom was kind of emotional when she left because you have no idea what's going to hit you.
Yes.
So just to key in on the specific point of this episode, though, if you're thinking about that generational trip, about saying, okay, we're going to take the leap and we're going, you're thinking to yourself, okay, listen. If you're a grandparent and you're listening to this episode, just take this with a grain of salt, just for a minute. Understand what I'm saying. If you're that middle generation, you're the parents, and you're like, I'm going to go to Disney World. I'm going to take care of my kids. Am I going to have to take care of my parents too? Like, am I going to have to make sure that my four-year-old's not mad because the character was wearing a purple dress and not a pink dress or something
like that?
Real. Yeah. And I mean, like, at any time. And then, you know, grandma and grandpa, you know, grandpa is going to be unhappy because he eats dinner at 4:35 p.m. and it's we've got a reservation for 6 or whatever it might be. And you're thinking to yourself, like, I don't want to do that. That does not sound like fun to me. This is what I want you to know and to understand, that if you listen to what Erica was saying and you work with a travel agent, or my encouragement is to work with Erica with Magic Expeditions, is that you can unburden yourself with all the questions that you field as a mom every single day. You get to be the questioner to Erica, or Erica will ask you the questions. Do you want to do this? Or would you like to do this? Would this make people happy? Or how about this? And then you can present your areas, your kind of like red alert areas where you're like, this is going to be a problem. Grandpa has to eat before 5. Otherwise, he's going to turn into a grouch. Or grandma, if she's not at home getting ready to sleep at 8 o'clock, then she starts to wind down and she can't make it through the day. How do we do how do we make this work? All of those things you can present to a travel agent. You can present directly to Erica, and she knows how to navigate those things for you. It costs you literally nothing extra. It will likely save you money, and you will be able to take, as a mom, I'm speaking specifically as somebody who's done this before, taken these trips and knows what it's like to be a mom to 4 kids. You just assume that you're going to be the point person for all of these things. You don't have to be, which is where you get to enjoy your vacation as well. Mm-hmm. Then you get to experience the sparkle in the eye of your children, the sparkle in the eye of your parents that are there with you. And you get to look with your significant other and go, like, I am so glad we did this.
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
All right. Erica's going to have to go wipe that tear from her eye right now. We're going to have to slap you in the face. Get it together, Erica.
I know, man. You know, there's more of this coming.
Yes.
Just prepare yourself. This is nothing.
It's fantastic. If you are interested in connecting with us, would you please reach out to us on the Pixie Dust Podcast Facebook page? We would love to answer your questions there. You can send a direct message to us through that Facebook page. Erica and I both are on the other end of those messages, and we would be happy to talk to you about your questions and maybe just make you feel a little bit more comfortable about taking the next step. It doesn't cost you anything to have those conversations. We're happy to help you with your answers and encourage you in the appropriate ways to maybe venture into that generational trip. I speak from experience. It is amazing. You will not regret it. And hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode. Check out the episode we did on generational trips with grandparents and kids as well, if you haven't heard that quite yet. And we appreciate you listening to us today. See you real soon.
I keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.